The big question in business, how will changes to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac affect the way we buy a house?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. If you bought a house anytime in the last dozen years or so, there's a very good chance that loan is guaranteed by the federal government through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. That assistance is good for people who need help in obtaining a mortgage. But as witnessed with the financial meltdown, it's very bad for an economy to be so entrenched in the housing market. So the Treasury Department is releasing a report today laying out ways for the government to reduce its role. In fact, we're already getting clues to what that's going to mean. Reuters is reporting this morning home buyers may eventually be required to put 10% down for any loan backed by the government. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch. She's with us live from New York this morning. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
What does the government want to do here?
Well, they really want to play a much smaller role in the mortgage market. Right now, over 90% of loans flow through Fannie and Freddie.
And how are they going to be less involved?
You know, one way they could do it is they could literally cut off all government involvement and let the private sector take over. The other way is maybe taper off their involvement by lowering their maximum loan limits. Remember, a conforming loan up to $417,000, maybe they drop that down. Or a jumbo loan. Right now, that's at up to $729,500 in higher-priced markets. That jumbo is set to decrease to $625,500 in September. And the last idea is, well, maybe we'll be involved, but only if things are really bad. We'll be the guarantor of last resort.
The guarantor. And like this idea that they've come up with that we're hearing about, the 10% down, that's going to weed people out as well.
Absolutely.
Jill Schlesinger in New York, thank you.
Take care.
Leaders in the House Appropriations Committee are expected to release today a spending plan for this year that's got the Tea Party seal of approval. The spending scenario is $100 billion less than President Obama's. From Washington, Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Newly elected conservative Republicans sent appropriators back to the drawing board to find deeper cuts than they originally proposed. Gary Bass at OMB Watch says spending cuts at this level will cost jobs.
Most of these government programs that are being cut come out in the form of grants or contracts to various groups to carry out the work. It means those people can no longer hire people, let alone that. They may have to lay people off.
The House will have to reach some accommodation with the Senate and White House by March 4th when the temporary budget expires. Budget writing veteran Pete Davis says House Speaker Boehner may not be able to avoid a government shutdown.
What's he going to do when he can't get enough spending cuts to satisfy the Tea Party members of his caucus?
Davis expects Congress may end up temporarily extending the current budget, kicking the can down the road again. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly lower right now. Lower in Europe by 0.5% to 1%. And in Asia, shares are mostly down. Mixed in some quarters there. Goodyear Tire said yesterday it lost $177 million in its latest three-month period. It also says it's going to close a plant in Tennessee. The trade deficit widened in December. We found that out this morning, closing out a year in which America's trade gap ballooned by the biggest amount in 10 years. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P and NASDAQ each had small gains. The Dow, however, lost 10 points to close at 12,229.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
A lot of songs shoot to the top of the charts and then disappear. But some songs keep reappearing. Reporter Caitlin Carroll tells us about one tune that's been around for quite a while, and in a new version is lighting up the German pop charts.
Somewhere over the rainbow has been covered by about 100 different musicians since the song was first released in 1939. But no one has sold as many singles as the Hawaiian musician Israel Kamakavi'iole, or Iz for short.
Ooh,
even though it is somehow melancholic, it has a very positive message and positive feeling. People can hear it even when they're on the other side of the planet in a car driving to their work.
Wolfgang Boss is the owner of B1 Recordings. He's responsible for bringing Over the Rainbow to thousands of German car radios 17 years after the song's initial release. The singer, Iz, died in 1997, but this past fall, Boss lobbied Iz's small Hawaiian label for an exclusive licensing deal in Germany. After a $100,000 marketing campaign, the song made it to number one on German charts for 12 weeks. He says it sold
altogether more than 750,000 singles
and spawned a kind of fever for the song's signature instrument, the ukulele. Many music stores are starting to sell out, and the main ukulele fan club in Germany has grown to 2,600 members. In the back room of a small restaurant in Berlin, about 20 ukulele aficionados sit around drinking beer and practicing. I sit down next to a guy who goes by the name Uku Klaus.
Israel, here, the Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that starts my interest to play this little instrument.
And interest in the song has spread to France, where it's now number one on the charts. Wolfgang Boss says Japan is next. This version of Over the Rainbow seems to land on a pot of gold every time. In Berlin, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
We have other versions of the song at marketplace.org. Finally, lawmakers in Illinois are looking for myriad ways to get some revenue into state coffers. One idea? Selling advertising on license plates. Maybe the car in front of you could advertise granola bars or deodorant. The legislator, that came up with the idea said the state has to start thinking outside the box, or in this case, inside that big metal rectangle. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at the speed of light. As technology continues to improve the pace and success of the global marketplace, high-quality information is your most important ally in an increasingly uncertain world. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the day's events unfold, join us for all the latest financial news and analysis from around the globe. Later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.